Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Michaela Markussen, the global head of economics at SocGen. She joins us from London this morning. Good morning to you, Michaela. We appreciate you being with us.
Good morning.
More pressure right now for the ECB to do something, rate cuts, or although you have to wonder about the transmission mechanism to the businesses that really need it after these latest manufacturing numbers.
Well, I think this is exactly the debate that's going on in Europe right now. And when you look at the arguments around a rate cut or not, I think the key message, which is also a message coming from many ECB members themselves, is a rate cut alone will not really do much to alleviate the current situation. So clearly the weak business numbers, the weak confidence surveys coming out this morning increase the probability of a rate cut. But our suspicion is still that the ECB could stay on hold coming into the May meeting. And I think the real question mark is whether something can be done about the financial fragmentation in Europe. Now, what needs to happen there is basically a couple of different things could improve the situation. First of all, there could be an initiative to alleviate lending to the small and medium-sized companies. That could be one point. But I think the bigger issue here, and that's really up to the politicians as well, is to progress on banking union. Now, that's more of a medium-term question. So the focus of the market is really going to be on whether the ECB can do something to alleviate the SME lending. But again, I think that May is premature in this context. Keep in mind that lending to the SMEs is really a question of three issues: funding, capital, and confidence. Now, the ECB can help on funding, but it's been quite clear that capital is not really an area that it can be helpful on. And this is where the Commission and the regulators come in. Now, the EU Commission at the end of March launched a green paper process where the consultation period runs for 3 months, and that will take us into the end of June. That will be the basis of discussions around potentially developing better rules, easier rules around ABS on SME loans. And I think that's really the type of measure that we're looking for. But as you can tell from the time horizon, we're looking for something probably to come in the autumn at the earliest.
Yeah, well, here in the U.S., the experiences with the small and medium businesses is, you know, people just coming through the front door. That is the demand there.
Well, I think this is, you know, it's always a question of supply and demand. But I do think that there is some demand, and if nothing else, there's demand to be able to roll over loans, which is proving difficult for some of the SMEs. At the end of this month, we should see the release, or early next month, we should see the release of the survey that looks specifically at the conditions for the SMEs. And I do think that tight credit conditions are part of the story. But you are right in pointing to the fact that the economy remains weak, so we shouldn't expect an ABS program for SMEs to be a silver bullet and getting the economy back to growth. It's going to take several initiatives on several fronts to get that going. And to my mind, that's where progress on the banking and the fiscal union become key issues.
When you get to the numbers like this from Germany this morning, and you put that in a political light, does this give more impetus to the politicians in Germany to get something going for the broader European economy, whether it be banking union? Do they now get behind those initiatives?
Well, banking union is a political process, and it wouldn't be fair to say that Germany alone is slowing this down. I think it's really something that policymakers across Europe need to accelerate, and that, again, is something that the ECB is continuously calling for. But if we look at the process at the moment, the best case is that we have a single regulator in the middle of 2014, and bank recapitalization directive could only come into place probably towards the end of 2014, allowing direct recapitalization by the ESM sometime in 2015 on a best case. So you can see that it's a very slow process, and this is a key point around the European debt crisis. Is all of this takes time. Now, coming back to Germany, the question is, of course, whether Germany could launch fiscal stimulus. This has been a debate that's been running. But I think the room for Germany to do so is quite limited. And within Germany, there's not a lot of appetite to be looking at fiscal stimulus right now. even as we come into an election year. The other point is that even if Germany were to launch a fiscal stimulus program, it would be helpful, but keep in mind that the Commission estimate that 1% more domestic demand growth in Germany would only boost growth in Spain and Italy by about 0.02%.
Michaela, that's great. Thanks. We appreciate it. Michaela Marcusen.
Bloomberg, the first word. Weekday mornings at 5 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.